I'm Elise McAvoy, also known as Diamond ASMR, and you are listening to a coming-of-age movie.
What's up, everyone? I'm Julia.
And I'm Kira. Welcome or welcome back to a coming-of-age movie.
This week, we wanted to talk about a very unique kind of content that is quickly growing in popularity, ASMR.
Since neither of us know too much about this, we're super excited to be talking with ASMR artist Elise McAvoy, also known as Diamond ASMR on YouTube.
Elise, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
How's your day been going?
Really good, busy, but you know, it's getting to be that time of year where it's just hectic right now, but I'm having a wonderful day. How about you?
I'm doing okay. It's been a pretty quiet day, getting some work done, not doing too much. So okay. However you see that.
Yes, a chill day.
What about you, Julia?
Lots of essay writing, tell you that much right now.
Yeah, it's that right before the break kind of grind, getting all that work done. So let's just jump right into it. Can you tell us a little bit about your life outside of YouTube?
Yeah, of course. So I live in Arizona. I absolutely love living here. I'm originally from Pennsylvania. I moved to Arizona for the first time. I've actually been back and forth a couple of times, but I moved out here the first time in 2016. And the lifestyle here is just so me. You know, everyone's so friendly and nice, and it's just good vibes here. So honestly, when I'm outside of ASMR, I'm either working on my business, or lately I've been doing a lot of hiking because it has cooled off a lot here in Arizona. And it does get a little bit cold. It's a very dry cold. So when you're hiking, you'll be like super hot and then just cold immediately. So I do that. And then I also have two kitties and I spend a lot of time with them playing. We go outside on the balcony. They love chasing the birds. And honestly, I just have a very laid back lifestyle. I have a couple friends I see here and there, but I'm pretty much a loner, I would say. And I like to stick to myself and just plan my days, plan for the future, come up with new ideas. That's honestly my hobby. I don't feel like ASMR is really work to me. It's more so just an outlet for my creativity.
And honestly, I haven't been able to stop thinking about this since you said that Arizona gets cold. How cold do you mean by that? Because we're from the East Coast where it gets like really cold. So I'm just curious.
Yes, no. So it's not at all like the East Coast, like Pennsylvania, when it would be freezing, snowing. It's not like that. So at night here, it will get into the 30s and 40s. And I mean, that's cold for here because it's just so like dry. Yeah. You know, you're like, But it's far from cold for the East Coast.
Yeah.
So I know you said that you're like in your free time, you kind of like tend to be like more like a loner, I guess that works. So I don't know how COVID necessarily would have affected you like in main ways like that, but how would you say that COVID like affected your life like personally the past couple of years?
So I would say, you know, when COVID first hit, it was kind of, I was spending more time with my best friend. She lives here as well. And we were hanging out all the time, every day. And it was before I got a little bit more busy with starting a business and such. And we had to take a complete break from hanging out, just like everybody else had to make the sacrifices with their friends, their families. And the unfortunate thing for me is my entire family lives on the other side of the country. I'm the only one that lives here in Arizona. So my parents are in Maryland. My brother's in Chicago. And with the travel restrictions, I stopped seeing my friend because there's health issues in her family and we just couldn't even risk it. Stop seeing them. My family, you know, we plan on being together for the holidays, but of course couldn't do that, just like many other people. And I actually did get sick with COVID last year. And luckily it was the worst sickness I've ever had, but I'm glad that I was able to come back from that and recover. But right now, my main concern is my business and being able to work. So, you know, if I don't have a voice, I can't record ASMR. Or if I'm sick, of course, I can't spend time doing my business activities because I can't make products being sick. So it's constantly in the back of my head and I'm constantly worrying about it. If I get a little sore throat, I'm like, oh, am I getting sick? Like, please don't tell me I'm getting sick. You know, and I think that's a valid fear that a lot of people are dealing with right now. And it's not fun, you know. I wish that it was different, and I'm grateful that I personally haven't lost anyone to COVID, but I know many people who have, and it's just a terrible, terrible shame. I wish that we didn't have to go through this. It's very traumatic, and Yeah, so I guess my mine would be like more on the personal end of just worrying about carrying out my daily activities. But, you know, as people are getting vaccinated and stuff like that and able to come back together, at least that's good. And I'm happy that people can spend more time with their family and friends. And I hope to do the same, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you're able to do still what you love from home. That's
yes, always me a plus. Too. Yes, big blessing.
Yeah. So kind of moving into the whole ASMR thing, when and how were you first introduced to ASMR? And can you explain it to anyone who doesn't really know what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say that I was first introduced to ASMR about the end of 2015, going into 2016. And my first video I had ever seen was by, I'm trying to think. I saw two around the same time, and I can't remember exactly who the first one was. I want to say it was ASMR Darling, and it was a hair cutting role play. And I was like, what's this? Like, what's a role play? I didn't understand what it was. So I clicked on it. Instantly, I was like, wow, these sounds, I feel so relaxed. And I had never experienced that before. I felt like I was really getting my hair cut. And I was like, I can't believe this. So I started watching just continuous role plays. I'm the type of person where I prefer a role play over just a repetitive type of sound or tapping or triggers. So I started looking at more role plays and I was like, oh, like, I love this. So that was my first like experience with it. And then I just continued from there, like just watching similar types of videos and exploring what other types there were. And for people who actually often every couple of days, I tell people what I do, like somebody new and they'll be like, oh, I've never heard of ASMR, or some people have, a lot of people have. And for people that don't know what it is, my explanation is I tell them that it's sleep-inducing, anxiety-relieving videos. It could be repetitive sounds. It could be visual, aesthetically pleasing content, or you hear sounds that you like. And then I'll say, oh, have you ever had something feel good? Like someone tickles your back and you get chills. And they're like, yeah, yeah. And I say, well, that's what ASMR gives you. It's supposed to be a sensory response in our bodies. And it's just meant to help calm us. And I say, like, it's just very therapeutic. And then most people will be like, wow, like, I need to check that out.
Well, that's a really good explanation. It's like, yeah. I feel like there are a lot of ways you could explain it that people would just be like, what? Like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly. Especially if you just hit them with like the acronym, the whole name, like autonomous sensory meridian response. They're like, I don't know what that is. So you got to break it down for people, because of course, like, if you've never experienced something, I try to teach people in the way that like, I would want to learn, like just break it down in little chunks and tell me like what, just give me the facts. What does it do? So that's what I do for people.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. You literally described it perfectly. Like it just like hits like that little like part of your brain where you just go, yes. Oh, this is perfect.
Yes, exactly. I was like, just picture tingles and just good feelings. And you know, exactly. Most people would say they want to experience that.
Exactly. Yeah. So do you also watch ASMR?
So the funny thing about me is when I started creating ASMR, it started to take away from the effect that I would get when watching ASMR. So I would say, to be completely honest, in the past about the last 2 years, I have maybe watched for my own like relaxation, maybe 15 videos total. I rarely watch ASMR for the relaxing effects. Now I will look at other people's content for inspiration or like, oh, like, let's see what this trend is, you know, but I don't get the same effects that I used to now that I create it, unfortunately, but there is a few good ones. I have seen a video recently that I really liked and I got tingles for the first time in forever. And I was like, oh, this is amazing.
Do you have any favorite creators you like to watch?
Yeah. So I like GB, of course, she's awesome. And then Joni ASMR, she is so sweet. She's so detailed. That's actually who I was watching recently. She did it was a lice check, but as if you were in a work office. Oh my gosh, she just went above and beyond in this role play. And I felt, I can't even explain how I felt. I felt like I was watching ASMR for the first time again. I was like, wow, this is, she did phenomenal.
And actually just a little fun fact. We've been emailing back and forth with GB actually asking if she kind of wanted to work with us as well. And yeah. She unfortunately couldn't, but she was like, oh my gosh, I love Elise. You're going to have such a great time talking with her. I have to listen to it once the episode comes out. So
she is so awesome. I know. I love her. She has such a great personality. We talk back and forth once in a while on Instagram. And honestly, we've talked about doing a collab in the future. And a lot of people say we look alike all the time in my comments. They're like, are you and GB sisters? Of course we're not. But I have talked to her about doing a collab, and I'm just trying to think of like either a series or something that's like like just astronomical, you know, it's just gonna break the internet. It has to be good if I'm gonna collab with her. I hope we can do that in the future.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
And a lot of people will hear ASMR and kind of just think of those videos of people like eating a lot of food in front of a microphone, like just as like that is what ASMR is, and they're like, oh, that's so weird. Like, but there are actually so many different kinds of content and so many different types of videos. So what do you kind of focus the most on your channel?
Yeah, absolutely. So I personally enjoy role plays. So where you're acting out an actual skit, a lot of people like to call it, if they're not familiar with the word role play. And you know, I do, and I have in the past made trigger assortments where you have multiple items and you're tapping or making sounds with it. But I just feel for my personality and the way that my creativity flows that I do best when acting out different scenes and role play skits. And I enjoy them the most as well.
Is it like, do you like the creativity that comes from it? So it gives you like, like an outlet?
Yes. I feel like, as I mentioned, I have in the past done videos with trigger assortments. I feel like I can't spend a lot of time on one. I'm like thinking, oh, are people going to say I'm taking too long or am I doing it too fast? And then I get like a little bit bored. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's just not my type of video to make. So definitely with the role plays, I will get just a random idea. I've never scripted one video in my entire YouTube career. I think of a video idea and it just flows. Like, it's meant for me. I can't even explain it any other way. It just can come to me. And so I feel like that's where you get the most creative outlet for me personally. And I just think that that's why I like them the most.
So do you, when you're making them, do you even have any idea how it's going to end up? Like what the end of the video is going to be? Or you're kind of like, oh wait, let's just see. Maybe I'll add a little plot twist here. Like,
oh, honestly, yeah. There's been times where, say, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to film a rude grocery store checkout. And then I'll think, okay, so I'm going to start off saying this, and then we're just going to see how it goes. Most of the time, I have no plan on how it's going to go throughout the beginning, middle, the end. I just start talking. And then once in a while, I'll just get like a random spark, like, oh, you should say this, and just change the whole thing. And then I do that. So yeah, it just depends on the mood and like what ideas come at the given time.
It's a lot of fun.
It's so fun. I love it.
So zooming out a bit, when and why did you decide to start your YouTube channel?
Yeah, so really, really randomly I started it. It was November of 2017. So I actually just passed my 4-year anniversary of being on YouTube, and that was very exciting.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much. The day passed and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot to celebrate. So I was driving randomly one night. I was on the freeway. It was a long drive. I was living in Pennsylvania after I had moved back from Arizona the first time. And I was like, you know, I just love watching ASMR. Maybe I should try to make a video. Like, should I make an account? And I'm talking back and forth to myself. Should I make an ASMR account? Should I? And then I was like, you know what? Let me do it. Because my entire life, I have done nothing but use my imagination to entertain myself. So growing up, I lived in literally rural Pennsylvania in the mountains, no friends for 20 plus minutes away. Like, I lived in the middle of nowhere. So it was all about using my imagination and figuring out like, oh, can I play literally role play by myself and like imaginary friends. And I just thought, you know what, maybe like I have the imagination to make a video. I feel like I could do that. So I made my first ever video, and it was a makeup application, of course, because that was like popular. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. And you can see like when I go back and watch it, I was so freaking nervous. And it's so funny to see myself then. But I thought of it, and the same day that I thought about it, I made the account. And I think probably the next day I posted the video, I just said, we're just going to give it a whirl. Like, we're just going to try it and see what happens. And I got a lot of comments, like a pretty good amount of views. You know, I had probably 100 and thought that was a lot. And then I just kept going from there.
Well, yeah, that's great. I mean, I like how you're like, I got like 100 views, but you got to start somewhere.
You do. Yeah, exactly. And to me at the time, I was thinking that was like, you know, a miracle.
Yeah. And like you said, you've been on YouTube for like 4 years now, which is a long time. So how has your content grown or changed over the years? And what have you learned about YouTube?
Yeah, so I would say that my content has stayed pretty steady as far as doing mostly role plays. I feel like my subscriber base mostly knows me for role plays. So I have kept that pretty much the same. Of course, I'll throw in different videos here and there. But one thing that really changed my YouTube as of this past year has been introducing my business and the way that I make my products. Of course, I have a small cosmetics business, and I'll show my products and how I make them. And when I started introducing that, a lot more people started coming to watch, and they were like, wow, this is so cool that you make these. And it's also so satisfying to watch. And then I started doing packing order videos, and that started to blow up. And that was like my next thing that people were coming to my channel for. So I would say that, you know, it stayed pretty much the same as far as the content type, but now I've been exploring adding in new things such as working with my business. And I would say that what I've learned from YouTube has been the YouTube algorithm is tough to keep up with. It's tough to stay on top of, stay ahead of, because they're constantly changing it. And you know, you always want to not only put out the best content, but make sure that it gets viewed. You know, you put a lot of hours into recording the videos, uploading them, editing them. And a lot of times YouTube doesn't send out notifications to your subscribers, and things just happen, you know, so you have to kind of go with the flow. And then every year when they change their algorithm, I'm like, okay, how am I going to keep up with it? Or what do I need to do? And it's a constant learning process, I would say, because it's constantly evolving and changing. And there's always more and more people to competition, you know, you're always in competition, especially more as more people keep joining the platform.
I feel like every person we've talked to who is on YouTube or TikTok or anything like that has said, like, the algorithm is messed up and I can never figure out what to post or when to post or how to get people to see it. And that's really annoying.
It is. Yeah.
Because you can make like the best video you've ever made, and it's like, nope, no one saw it.
So many times this happened to me. I have said to like my boyfriend or my family and friends, I'll be like, I just made hands down the best video I've ever done. It's just going to go, it's going to go viral. And it'll get like 20K views. And I'm like,
only 20.
Oh my God.
It doesn't matter. Honestly, I film and put out anything that I think is, honestly, even if it's not something like a big topic, like it's just something small, I'm like, I don't even care, because I have such loyal subscribers that will come watch every single one, and they're right there in the comments, love you, like, I'm so glad you're here, I'm so glad you posted. And that's what makes it all worth it for me. The views, that's just a bonus, but being able to put out content that people enjoy, that's why I do it, you know what I mean? I love it. It's never a job for me, and it's never hard.
Well, that's the dream. That's great.
It is. Yeah, it really is. I'm truly, sometimes I wake up and I can't believe that I live this life, honestly.
So I know that you said earlier that you get some inspiration from other creators that you watch. Are there any other places that you like randomly get it from? Like, are you just like walking, like going walking down the street or something one day and you're just like, oh my gosh, that's like the perfect idea.
Role play. You see your neighbor on the street and
Honestly, that's what's funny. So there has been real life situations that I have seen or heard people like gossiping about. And I'm like, you know what? Like, that would make a good topic for like a rude mom role play. Like, something can happen like that. Yeah, you just have like, I'll just take out like output from my surrounding areas and I'll think of something. But a lot of other places that I get it from is I'll do some like Google searches, like, oh, what do people find to be anxiety producing, or what situations don't people like? And I'm thinking, okay, so if we can take certain situations like going to the dentist or going to the doctor or like getting a piercing, like me, you know, I like piercings and that's one of my favorite role plays to do. So I'll just think or research areas in which people are stressed. And I feel like that is a good place to start. That always makes a good video because a lot of people can relate to that. And then I will ask on my community tab, like, what kind of role plays or what do you want to see? You know, I'm kind of slow on ideas here. Help me out. And people will comment. And then I have comments of people saying you should record this to your next video. So I guess just like there's a lot of places that I'll gather ideas from for sure. It's not just one place.
I can just picture someone being like, oh my God, Elise, like, I got in this big fight with my mom yesterday and whatever. And it's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And it's like next day, it's like you fighting with your mom role play.
Yep, like, that's exactly how it is. Sometimes I have comments where like, you know, I'm going through a really bad breakup right now. Like, I would love if you did a helping you through your breakup video. Next day I posted it and they were shook. They were like, oh my God, she did my idea. And sometimes, you know what? Sometimes you have to, you know, a lot of times, especially if I see a subscriber struggling and they want like a specific video, I make it and so many other people can relate. And that's why it's like, no matter what content you put out, somebody is going to relate and enjoy.
Yeah. And it shows that everyone's going through the same things. Is that what you're going to say, Julia?
Yeah. We're all having the same human experience. Like, we're all bound to go through these events at some point or another.
And it's so cool how you as like the creator can have such like a relationship with your fans almost like that.
Oh yes. I know a lot of them, they say like, I feel like you're my sister. I feel like I know you. And there's a lot of subscribers that I talk to on the regular on Instagram. And I feel like I truly know them. Like if I saw them in public, I wouldn't recognize them or know who they are. But like, you know, I feel like I care for them. I genuinely care for them. And I love them. Every single one of them, even if I've never met them, never talked to them, you know, like I wouldn't be where I am without them.
Right. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
And kind of going off the whole getting ideas thing, there are like so many kind of ASMR videos. The ideas are so creative and so out there. So what do you think has been like the weirdest video that you've made?
So I would say, you know, I have done custom ASMRs for people. I don't necessarily think that like coming off the top of my head, I don't think that I can think of one that was like super, super weird that was on YouTube for the world to see, but I've done some really unique ones. One of my customs, somebody wanted to be turned into a wooden puppet. And I had to like, I mean, this thing was so cool. It was actually my first custom that I've ever made for anyone. So it was like really unique, but I was like, okay, like, how am I going to do this? So I had the wood, the string, everything. And I just had, you know, I just had to go at it. And I thought it was super cool. I was like, wow, like, I can't imagine, you know, not enjoying, but like having that idea, like, oh, I want to be turned into a puppet. Like, I thought that was such a cool idea and like a request that I was like, yeah, I have to. And then I actually wanted to do it on YouTube because I just thought it was so unique. But I would say, you know, there's a lot. I personally find ones that are like kind of out there to be when they're like eating live animals, and it's not live animals, but like live fish or sea life and stuff. And I just can't, I'm like, wow, like that's awesome. Cause a lot of people enjoy that and the sounds, but me, I would simply pass away. I just wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's so many, I mean, you can, the creativity and the like imagination that comes with this is truly endless. You could do any type of video. You could just make something from anything.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So depending on like what kind of video you're making, whether it's like a custom one or just like a regular YouTube video, what's your like filming setup and the process like to like prepare for it?
Yeah. So there has been, okay, I have an area where I record that has a green screen. That's mostly for my role plays. The majority of them I will film in front of that. So I take all of my recording equipment down when I'm done with it. I used to have my studio set up that it was always up, always had the microphone, the lights, everything ready. But I needed to like utilize my space more, I felt like. So I take everything down when I'm done with it, put it away and bring it out. So I would say that like setup wise, you know, it might take me like 20 minutes or so to like set up my area before I film, depending on what I'm filming. And then there's the easy way of when I just do a black background, I film that in a different room. And that's a little bit quicker to set up because you don't have to worry about the light hitting it exactly perfect like you do with a role play to get the green screen like effect to be very realistic. So it depends, like I said, just what type that I'm filming. But I would say the setup process, it's not too bad at all. You know, what I kind of drag my feet a little bit is getting ready. Like I some days do not feel like doing the makeup, the hair. I'm just like, oh, can I just get on looking like this? And then I look at myself, I'm like, oh, absolutely not. So just getting ready sometimes is like, you know, the biggest, I would say, ordeal when it comes to filming. But while I'm getting ready, I'll be thinking about what I'm going to record or what I'm going to say or like what the vibe's going to be of the video. So I kind of utilize that time to put towards the video, if you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's not too bad. It's definitely fun, but I'm looking forward to eventually when I get a bigger house, I want to have like just a whole studio that's completely soundproof because you have to deal with a lot of external noise, especially living in the city like I do. And I can't wait to just be able to get like a really legit, you know, something really cool. And then I would keep my stuff up all the time.
Do you ever need to like work outside sounds into the video? Like, oh, there was just something just happened.
I do it all the time. I have to. So I just did it in my last role play. I was doing Big Sister Helps You Make Your Christmas List. Somebody went by on the back road with the loudest exhaust. And I was like, they need a new exhaust for Christmas. and people were laughing about it. They're like, oh, you put that in there perfectly. So sometimes I will, or I'll be like, dang, someone's like super loud outside. Like, shh. So, you know, like it just depends on the vibe, but it's hard because you always have to cut those sounds out and you want your video to not look like choppy, 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 at mm-hmm. least for me. So sometimes I will have to work it in there.
Yeah. And I feel like, so ASMR, People, I feel like, are kind of on two sides. Like, oh, it's amazing. I watch it every night. Or, like, that's the weirdest thing ever. Like, I can't watch people, like, whispering. Like, and I don't personally understand that side. I like ASMR, but why do you think some people find it, like, creepy or, like, weird?
So it's funny because there's actually family members of mine, including my mom. She will not watch ASMR. Like, she refuses. She's like, And I think it's just, so I think that like not everybody can relate to it. Like, just how not everybody likes to eat a certain type of food, or not everybody likes to watch horror movies. I think it's the same type of thing. Like, it's just not for them. They're like, no, I don't think so. Like, it's not something that is like super, I don't want to say mainstream, but it's just not something that's like super out there all the time. Like, they're not always exposed to ASMR. So it is like a little bit different when you are used to watching regular YouTube videos, and then like you'll click on ASMR and somebody's like whispering or doing something slow and softly. Maybe they get like bored by it. Me personally, some videos, if they're too slow and like moving along too slow, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like come on. So, I just think like it just totally depends on the person and what their preference is for like either visual or audio input, like what they choose. And I think some people just, they don't prefer it. And I know that just based off like my mom and a couple other people in my family, they're just like, I don't get it. And you can explain to it a million times, they just don't get it because they don't get the effect, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
The longest time, like, I was not into ASMR, and then Kira kept like sending me videos, and she was like, oh my God, you have to watch this one. It's like the coolest thing I've ever seen. And I've listened to it, and I'd be
Yes.
like, yeah, this is great. This is awesome.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
next.
It's so weird because
Yeah.
there's also like so many different categories that people can prefer with it. So I think it's just like,
Yes.
it's so like entertaining to just like see what people
Exactly.
like.
And you know what? I think a lot of people who maybe think that they don't like ASMR, they just haven't found a category that appeals to them personally. And I think that there is a li like a group of people who probably will never like any of the categories, but there's definitely a wide variety, and I think that they just haven't explored those, you
Right.
know?
I remember like the first time I heard about ASMR. I was like, what is this? And I looked it up. I think I clicked on like the top video or something, which is like ASMR and like click the top video. And I just remember like it was just someone being like over and over again being like, you are loved, you are important, and like that. And I was just
Oh,
like,
positive
what?
affirmations.
But
Yes.
just like that was like it, the whole video. And it was so, they were talking so slowly, and I was just like, what am I listening to?
Yes. Yep, exactly. There's just such a variety. Like, you can go like 0 to 60 on ASMR. It's
You can
just,
do exactly.
yeah.
You are loved, you are beautiful, or mean sister throws you out of the house and you're homeless.
Yes. So true. Oh my gosh, it's endless possibilities.
Yeah.
So switching topics a little bit, I know that you said that you like interact with some subscribers online, like their Instagram and stuff. So have you ever had any weird or like really cool fan experiences, either online or in person?
Yeah, so a couple things. I have been recognized multiple times now. Like, when I'm in public, people will come up to me and they're not sure what to say because I think they don't want to be wrong, like ask the wrong person, oh, are you so and so? And then they're like, no. So I've had people come up to me and they're like, oh my God, are you Diamond? Or do you do ASMR? Like, they're all shy. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. And then they're so hype and they want to take pictures, and they're always so nice. They'll be like, oh, I just love you. Like, I've been watching you for so and so amount of time. And it actually just happened recently. I was in Bath and Body shopping. This was a couple of days ago. And I checked out, I left. And later that night, I got an Instagram message saying, hey, I was your cashier at Bath and Body. Like, I didn't know if it was you or not, so I didn't want to say anything, but I just want to tell you I love your content. She was so sweet, so nice. And honestly, I just feel like, though I don't meet a lot of my subscribers, of course, whether it be because like they don't recognize me or they're just not near me, I constantly get a ton of messages about just how my content has helped them or how long they've been watching me. And that's what makes me so happy. Like, I just love getting messages from people and them telling me, I was going through this, but then I watched your video and like I feel so much better. I just want to thank you. And that's what just makes it all worth it for me. Like, if I never got a dime from doing ASMR, I would continue to do it for as long as I possibly could because I find it to be so rewarding for me. Because I feel like when I make the content, I'm very relaxed and it helps me like calm down, but I just know what it does for others. And that's what means the world. And that gets validated from the messages that I receive,
And I feel like it's also really special because it's not like people are saying like, oh, you're so funny or like whatever. Like, it's like they're saying like, you helped me with my anxiety, and like you, like that's
Yes,
like
like
extra level
genuine
of
stuff.
special.
Yes, that's what makes it, oh, it makes, oh, I just can't, I just love it. I love it.
And like you mentioned, you also have a cosmetics company. So can you tell
Yes.
us a little bit about that and how it started?
Yes. So my company is called Amorvalis Aesthetics. And the name for that actually came because I was looking up basically words that were used like a long time ago, like words that we don't really use now, because I'm trying to think like, how can I come up with a name that's very different? Something that's going to be like, oh, what is that? So I looked up vintage words because I'm a freak for vintage romance and like vintage glam, all of that. I love the grays, glitters, feathers, diamonds, all that. So that's how I knew that I wanted that vision for my brand. So I was like, how can I incorporate this? So I found the word amorvalis, which dates to around the 1600s. And it means like loving, kind, charitable. And I was like, that is it. Like, that's it. It stuck with me as soon as I found it. So I picked that name and, you know, I don't know. I never would have thought that I would have owned a business. Like looking back at it a couple years ago, if you would have said like, yeah, you're going to own a business, I probably would have been like, you got the wrong person, because that's not for me. But out of nowhere, it just like, I feel like it was just one of those opportunities where like life takes you a certain way and you don't expect it, but it came to be like the biggest blessing and like the coolest thing ever. And that's how I feel for this business. I would say that like right now I split myself between half ASMR and half the business. And it's only me right now doing the business. And it's incredibly difficult to do everything like by yourself, of course, but it has opened up just like a lot of doors and a lot of opportunity for expansion in the future. And I couldn't be more grateful that I ended up starting it. And it was, like I said, it was like on a whim that I started a business. I originally started it just because I wanted to sell lashes. But now, you know, I do the lip gloss, the lashes, bath bombs, body care, and I'm just going to keep going for until expanding it until I can't stop anymore.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any like specific future ideas where you want to take the company? Like, are there any products that you're like preparing to make?
So right now I just had my winter restock like a little bit after Thanksgiving. Actually, Black Friday was my winter restock. So all my Christmas stuff was involved in that. And I was like, okay, we're not doing anything else the rest of December because I am coming back in January with a bang. So I'm adding in new products. I'm doing bubble scoops. I have lip masks. Now they're lip scrubs and a mask. So I'm just like thinking about what other items I can constantly add in and expand with. But right now I'm super excited because I do have those new products in the works, and who knows what's to come, honestly, who knows what I'll think of adding in.
That's like so cool. I feel like, do you feel like that wouldn't have been able to happen if it weren't for like also your channel and like kind of growing that following?
Yes. So I feel like if it wasn't for my YouTube, it would have been tremendously hard to grow my business as much as it has grown. So I did, you know, when I first started the business, I was like, okay, I'm gonna put this on YouTube. I'm gonna tell my subscribers, like, look, I have this. If you're interested, like, if you want to come shop with me. And the outpour of support was crazy. Like, people just came flooding in and they were like, oh my gosh, of course I'm going to support you. Like, I love your business, love your content. And I would say that my business has grown so much just based off of my subscribers coming to shop. Like, I don't think it would be anywhere near what it is now if it wasn't for that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And do you think are there any other things that you've gotten to do that you don't think you would have because of your online following?
I would say that I've got to meet a lot of people just based off interacting with them, whether it be different companies that want to work with me, you know, to do collaborations and stuff. I wouldn't say that like I've got to go anywhere special yet, hopefully maybe in the future, you know, but I just feel like I've gotten to a lot of connections. I've got to meet a lot of connections, and hopefully, you know, that just continues growing and networking with other people, and who knows where that'll take you, you know? So I feel very grateful for that. And I definitely wouldn't have had that if it wasn't for YouTube.
And do you have any future goals or plans that you can share with us?
So I would say that as far as YouTube, I want to be very, how do I want to say this? For next year, like I want to have like a super online presence on YouTube for this coming year. When I started my business and as it's grown bigger, it's kind of taken a lot of my time that was only YouTube before that, because YouTube was my full-time job now for the past 4 years. But now that I have something else, it was like, okay, I got to squeeze a little bit of time out of YouTube to put over here. But I think for next year, I definitely want to go just even bigger on YouTube. I would love to hit you know, 500,000 subscribers, eventually 1 million. That's my dream. I love what I have now. I'm so excited that I have, you know, 450K plus, like, what? But definitely, you know, I just want to keep expanding. I don't know where I'll go. I've thought about possibly starting another business here in the future. I'm not sure what yet, but I definitely just want to keep growing as a person and also like a business owner and also as an online presence. So I'm not sure exactly. I don't have any specific dream yet in the works, but you know, just keep working on myself and keep expanding.
Of course, and best of luck on all of that. Yes. To you.
Thank you. You as well.
Yeah. Well, Elise, thanks so much for coming on and helping us learn a little bit more about ASMR.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It was truly an honor to be here with you guys.
Of course. And if anyone listening wants to follow you on social media, where can they do that?
Yes. So my personal Instagram is at Elise McAvoy. That's AleeceMcAvoy. And then also on YouTube, Diamond ASMR.
And to anybody listening at home, if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to follow us on our social medias. Our Instagram and TikTok is at ACOIM.podcast, and our Twitter is at ACOIM_podcast. Follow us there to keep up and hear about more awesome guests like Elise.
And as always, thank you all so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week on A Coming of Age Movie. 1 second.